You know, it's like all the stuff that we have over here, we don't have at this time of the year. Everything you have, everybody's pretty passionate about. I still believe, and many people in this body believe, that there's a point in time where you let citizens decide what they want to do, and that's what we need to work with the senators who have this concern, is to let citizens decide what they want to do.
Senator Lamping said, why don't you guys just do a petition campaign and put it on the ballot that way?
Well, you know, we have all kinds of legislation over here we could go to initiative petition with, and then at some point in time, what do you need the legislature for? So I think our job and what citizens elect us to do is to vet these issues. Missouri Department of Transportation is a huge department with a lot of responsibility, a lot of assets, a lot of road miles to take care of. And I think that citizens want legislators to understand what that complex issue is about and then decide if it's worth moving forward to them to vote on.
What do you need to do between now and next year to resolve the kind of roadblocks you ran into tonight?
Continue to work with concerned senators. And to answer your question, this week we're going to continue to work with those concerned senators and have some of their constituents reach out to them, their communities. There's a lot of regional planning commissions involved in this process across the state, and all those senators live in those areas, and those commissions need to explain to them how important this is to finally, after 4 years of discussion and trying to figure out how to fund our transportation infrastructure system, please let the people decide if they're ready to do it that way.
With a four-hour filibuster, you can bring this to a vote yet this week?
We're going to try.
Is it possible that this, in the view of some people, is a two-year process, and since the vote is scheduled for 2014 anyway?
Well, you know, if I would have had a chance to intervene on that, the issue becomes part of what we've committed and the Highway Commission's committed to do is to come up with this list of projects, right? So if this were to be put off and put through the legislature next year, I guess that's possible, but then when the legislative body gets out at the mid-May, now you're asking the planning partners, the Highway Commission, all the stakeholders to come up with this very important list in just a matter of a few months so people have a chance to sink their teeth into it and vote on it in November. It would be much better to let the process work the way the process does now, where the stakeholders get to weigh in. There's plenty of input. There's plenty of transparency, and this list is developed for people to see with plenty of time to them also to vote on.
Senator Schaff said early on in the evening that he was worried about pulling $1 billion out of the economy with this tax. I didn't hear him talk about how much money would go back into the economy.
Yeah, well, University of Missouri and the various economists who have looked at this program estimate that highway spending, construction spending, rotates a dollar back into the economy somewhere between 5 and 7 times. So for every billion that you raise, you're going to rotate $5 to $7 billion back in. Most economists who have looked at this project say it will have about a $30 billion impact in the state over that 10-year period. It'll also create 270,000 jobs. Those are 270,000 people who are paying personal property tax back to the state of Missouri. And that is a heck of a story to talk about, putting people back to work in this body, which we talk about all the time, but we haven't delivered anything that actually does that.
Does the department have enough of a list that you can go to these folks and say, this is what's going to happen in your area?
Yes, because as you know, for the last couple of years, between the Blue Ribbon panel that Speaker Tilley had and MoDOT's doing listening sessions now and the input from our planning partners, we developed a list back when I was on the commission of regional planning partners that had $20 billion worth of projects on it. And those were needed projects, not just give me anything I want projects. So when you say come up with a list of $7 billion in projects, basically a third of that, there's plenty of need out there to address, and it would just be a matter of prioritizing those projects according to what the communities want to have done in their area, and then getting that list to the citizens.
Do you think this is the most important issue this body's trying to resolve between now and Friday?
Yeah, because it's a big issue. And in their defense, I mean, this is a big issue. I mean, there's no two ways about it. It's a huge number. People take this very seriously. And we need to make sure that we spend plenty of time debating it and make sure we try to get it pushed forward and get people's concerns addressed and continue to move to where we can get a vote on it. That's all we need is an up or down vote.
Most of the folks you talked tonight were from metropolitan areas. Are they harder to convince than the outstate folks?
No, I don't think so. I mean, if you look at highway construction funding, right now it's about 52% urban and 48% rural. If you take Springfield out of that number, which is counted as urban, it comes to about 50-50. So I think the formula that we've been using, I always say nobody likes it exactly, which means it's probably just about right.
you don't have to, it's a House joint resolution, so you don't have to worry about sending it back over there, which gives you a little more time flexibility, doesn't it?
Right, right. We'll try to take it up again a little later on in the week. We'll, you know, leadership will talk to the senators. It's been a priority of the pro tem since back in the fall that building infrastructure is part of his big acronym, if you remember, is a priority to him. So we will we'll do our best to try to talk to these folks and see what we can do to address their concerns.
You said earlier that the laborers would be paying personal property tax. Did you mean income tax?
I'm sorry, I meant income tax. I'm sorry. It's 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Income tax.